You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
You've heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I advocate that you give Josh a call is simple. Trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said, through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns. And while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seeing in returns. Yes, that is more common than you would like to think. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad that you did.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Royce is a paid endorser.
Oh, it's fun. Crazy. It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
Happy 77th birthday, Patrick.
Thank you. As happy as they can get. George Bernard Shaw, what do you think about being 90? Considering the alternative? Fine. You know, that's basically considering the alternative. No, honest to God, I am healthy at 77 to a point that I do not deserve. I mean, you had the alcohol, right?
Yeah.
Never smoked a cigarette. Yep. But the bad, you know, terrible diet, never paid any attention to the diet. Well, you know, most of my life, I didn't eat breakfast. I ate lunch. I ate dinner. And then I ate at 1 a.m.
Yeah, that's bad for you.
My eating habits are awful.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really exercise. I might walk around a block every once in a while, but so I'm doing pretty damn good considering what I deserve. I'm doing okay.
Genetics and Diet Coke.
And, you know, the doctor hasn't found anything wrong with me because I haven't given him a chance to look here for about 4 years. I think my last physical was 4 years ago. So
one time at the Mayo Clinic? The full.
I got the full Monty.
The full workup.
Yeah,
that
was
my
favorite. You know when that was? 9/11. We were down there on 9/11, Katie and I.
Really?
That's how long ago it was, yeah.
Wow.
But that was, yeah, I'm really afraid if a guy went down to Mayo Clinic, they'd find something.
Yeah, I was going to say, if they didn't find something at 50-something at the time, that's pretty damn good.
I ran into a guy down on my trip that, they found a melanoma on his ear, and he got a big thing on his ear, you know. He says, you got to stay out of the sun. I said, I don't stay out of the sun, but I don't let him look, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's something really bothering me.
Well, you got the good skin for sun, though.
Well, I did. I got it, you know, I always credit. I worked with a surveyor before my senior year of high school, where you went around and you held up. He was doing roads out in the country, and you just held up this rod, and he measured it. But I did it. It was one of those. It was a drought winter. I mean, summer. Nothing sunny every day. Did it without a shirt on. That's as brown as I ever got. And sun hasn't bothered me ever since then. So anyway, but yeah, I'm doing good. So what the hell?
Excellent.
I always said 7 was my favorite number because it's the way I learned how to count. You know, 7-14, and they didn't kick many field goals when I was a kid. So
yep.
If it was 13, somebody missed an extra point, you know, and I knew that at 7 years old. And, you know, so that's now, but when you put two of them together, it's not quite as popular of a number as it is, but what the hell?
As long as you're still doing well.
It's fine. Yeah, we're doing good. So it's time to concede that when it gets to the fourth quarter, the Vikings have an ability to make themselves the better team.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how much screwing up they do beforehand. And my other point is, I mean, I think you come out of that game feeling good because the defense finally kicked the crap out of somebody. I mean, not the first half, but the fourth quarter, the second half, it was a jailbreak to get to the quarterback, and they stopped the run, and they, you know, a couple of plays they made. But and I thought that the defensive backs were closer to the receivers than they've been all season, mm-hmm. maybe except for the opener against Green Bay, which didn't know what the hell they were looking at. But, you know, I think that, you know, five. How do they not win 12? When
they
you look
have
now.
To fall apart, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to win the division. The division race is over.
Yep, up by three games, essentially.
Yeah, yeah. Packers are already, you know, Packers have lost to the Jets and the Giants, which are both playing better than expected, but not teams you should lose to, and certainly not teams you should lose to by, what, 17 at home?
Mm-hmm.
What, by the way, why do have the Packers ever considered paying any attention to special teams? Their special teams are pathetic and have been for...
They've got that Rich Bisacci, who was the interim Raiders coach last year. He's supposed to be one of the great special teams guys.
They always stink. The other team always is bringing the kickoff back to the 35. They always get punt returns against them, and now they get a punt block. They're terrible.
Yeah.
They're terrible, and they've always been terrible on special long, long time as they've had these really good teams. They've been terrible on special teams, and they did it again. But back to the Vikings. Ooh, I bet the Packers wish they had Za'Darius yesterday. Ooh,
yeah, man, how about
was
that?
Second half, he was
11
something.
Pressures, I think?
Yeah, second half, it was a jailbreak.
In that heat, too, which is impressive.
Anybody out there in the entire listening audience from Minnesota who still wishes you had Teddy Bridgewater, please excuse yourself. He's a, what is he, 30? He looks 42.
Yes, he does.
He looks. I mean, he's done. He's no arm strength. The other thing is no decision making. He can't hold the ball for 5 seconds. Yeah. He was.
It's
he,
over. I think it's
he,
over.
He had no confidence in himself to get the ball to somebody, so he'd hold it and get sacked.
Mm-hmm.
It was
that Skylar Thompson gave him a much better chance.
Yeah, he could get the ball down the field. He's an athlete and he can run away from people. And poor Teddy is nothing left.
No.
Nothing left. And
he threw for a bunch of yards, but it's all dink and dunk.
Yes. And how many sacks were there? I don't know. It's
6 total sacks.
Yeah, he had them between their penalties and everything. Yeah, they had to be 2nd and 18 more than any team in years. They were just, plus the coach is a moron. The coach is a moron.
I know you get to
he's
that.
He's worse than Hackett. No, he might not be worse than Hackett, but he's the same as Hackett, right? Where'd they get this guy?
McDaniel?
Yeah.
He was the San Francisco OC for Shanahan.
I know,
you know,
but where he looks
he's
like
from
a
this tree.
Looks
he's
like a
the,
school teacher, yeah. And he's a weenie. Well, he's
O'Connell
a weenie.
Is Fonzie compared to this guy.
Oh, God. I mean, O'Connell looks like a coach, acts like a coach. Yeah. This guy's, well, somebody told him that if you go for it on 4th and 4, you're going to make it. You know, this percentage of time.
Yep.
Yeah, but you got to look at your team. Mm-hmm. You can't block anybody. You know, it doesn't make any difference what that stat sheet says if your line stinks.
Right.
Which it does. So, God, what a weenie. He's, I saw a Seifert note. First time in NFL history that there have been 5 penalties on one possession.
Yeah, and 3 consecutively, right?
Yes, yeah.
So they got called for 3 in a row and 5 total.
Yeah.
On that drive.
One drive. Wow. Yeah. Anyway, it was when Tua was playing and they were playing good early, you thought that'd be a tough game for them, but they made it tougher than they should have. They were really, I don't know why the Vikings were so lousy the first half offensively, but, you know. Dalvin has got to be in a better mood because he finally got some yards.
Yeah, he was averaging like 1.9 yards per carry in that game before that.
How many yards did he have for the season? About 200?
I think his long going into yesterday was 16, his long run.
How many yards did he have? He doesn't have 500, does he?
I don't think so, no.
No. Through.
But that was a nice run, but I mean.
Oh, he was. Boom.
53-yard run. That was old school. Dalvin.
But, anyway, we have to concede that somebody made the point that the Bud's horseshoe has been dug up. But it's not horseshoe. But Bud won a lot of games this way.
Yes.
You know, just games he shouldn't win, but they hung around and hung around and make the plays. And these teams, these guys, here's the stupidest part of him going for it on that on the fake punt. Punt it down there, because if they make it there, the Vikings are going to get the ball. I mean, and they go on to score, the Vikings can get the ball and come back and beat them with a field goal or something, right? But, you know, punt it, get it back at the, your own 30 and go down and win a game. You know, it's, you know, you got to stop them. But their defense had a lot better chance to stop the Vikings than their offense did to move the ball. So that was stupid. I mean, that was not a smart football team yesterday, Miami.
No, but there's, you know what's weird is football fans forget, and they expect this perfection from, mm-hmm. you know, the Bills-Chiefs game is a great game.
Oh, yeah.
But the majority of games are that Vikings-Dolphins game.
Yeah.
And we somehow expect, oh, but it should be, you know, but should win by 21. Well, that'd be
yeah, great.
But you lost all these games last year.
Yes, you did.
All the games
yeah,
that
right.
you were winning now.
And that... At the end of the quarter, at the end of halves and the end of games, you stunk, and you've been pretty good this year.
Exactly.
I mean, so, yeah, there's nothing to really. I came out of that game yesterday looking at them more positively than I have all year because the defense won a game for them.
Yes.
And this is the first time the defense wasn't bad. Mm-hmm. It was the first time that the secondary looked like they knew what the hell they were doing. Now, Dantzler made a great play last week and made a couple of plays late. But, you know, this is the first time that they covered receivers.
Well, you got some pressure, too.
Yes.
You got six sacks. You got a lot of pressure.
Yeah, that's true. So, yeah, they're, I mean, now who, they got a week off and then the
Arizona.
The Commies in Arizona. And Arizona. Where do they play Arizona? Here?
Here.
They'll beat them here.
A week from Sunday they play here, and then November 6th.
That quarterback's the most overrated player in the league and overpaid,
well,
Kyler Murray.
They do have to contain him. Like, they do have to be concerned, though.
Yes.
Because if you let him run around, it's a problem.
Yeah, but they aren't.
But Arizona's not good, and they're not.
Kings, he's going to get fired, isn't he?
I was surprised he ever got the job in the first place. Mm-hmm. He got fired in college. He was going to be the USC OC before the Cardinals said,
that
hey,
was,
you had lunch with McVay one time, right?
Yeah,
come on in.
That was very strange. But then San Francisco is a team you like. They get beat by, who beat them? By 20 points or something.
Atlanta.
Atlanta.
By 14.
Beat them bloody. So they're no good either. Nobody's any good.
That's what Sid said. Crazy. How do you figure?
Well, it's a crazy league because they ate the eight teams for the Vikings to be afraid of are all in the other division, all in the other conference.
Yeah, the conference is awful. This conference is awful, which is good for the Vikings.
Unless Josh Allen or Mahomes gets hurt, though, the Chiefs-Bills AFC championship game will be terrific.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, those guys, they're the same guy, really. I mean, Mahomes, a little more sophisticated as a quarterback. I mean, a little more, it doesn't, I mean, Allen is more of a loose cannon, I think, than even Mahomes is, but Josh Allen is the guy that, okay, Mahomes came along, and then Josh Allen was the guy that all these other teams have been trying to draft.
And now, we all
Trey
thought the Bills
Lance
were crazy.
And Justin Fields and all these guys. Everybody's been trying to draft that guy. Because, as I said, the first year he played, the cheerleaders might get hit in the head with the ball. He didn't know what the hell he was doing, but somehow he figured it out, and he's great. And they beat him yesterday. And Chiefs have some cap problems that they aren't quite as deep and as good as they were. I mean, they had to let Tyreek Hill go. They're not quite as dangerous as they were.
Right.
But that'll be a hell of a game. And it'll probably be in Buffalo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo will end up with a better record. So,
mm-hmm.
Boy, there's a lot of bad teams, though.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I think maybe of all the Bears' ineptitude we've seen, losing to the Commies at home on Thursday night, almost causing Al Michaels to walk out of the booth and never do another game again.
I'm telling you, he's going to quit. He doesn't need the aggravation. I don't care. He's getting $1 million a game. No, he doesn't need the money.
No, he doesn't need that. I mean, there's a one point I was happened to be watching the fourth quarter. He said, oh, man. You know,
it's two consecutive weeks, too.
Yeah, right.
He had to call that Broncos mess.
Yes. Fields is. And I saw some people trying to come up with excuses for Fields that the statistically where he was trying to, there was no open places to throw the ball to, his receivers weren't, you know, but he's terrible, you know, but it isn't funny that he's terrible and Josh Allen's great. So
yes,
you don't know about these.
And Jalen Hurts is really good.
Oh yeah, how about him?
And so, like, it's a very this is where you make your money. Can you identify that guy?
Yeah. Well, Alabama pulled the plug on Jalen Hurts because he couldn't throw good enough, so they got Tua in there, and now they're good. If they don't get hurt, they're good. Philadelphia,
yeah,
because they play both sides of the ball.
Yes.
They're really good defensively. So. But the Vikings, if you're doing NFC power rankings, where do you got them? Maybe two.
Yeah, they're high.
Yeah.
Oh, in this maybe conference?
Two.
Absolutely.
Yeah, maybe two. Yeah, so good for them. Because they, at this point, have stayed pretty dang healthy.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, so, definitely. Well, and their biggest thing is, knock on wood for their sake, their quarterback doesn't get hurt.
And I don't believe with the weather forecast we'll have any boat rides during the bye week. So I don't think this is an orgy type team. Do you?
I think if it is, they will hire servers who are not
quiet.
High school kids from Minnetonka.
Yes, that's true.
All you had to do was
in a less public place.
All you had to do was bring in professional servers and not pee on people's yards.
All you had to do was do what they'd done for 10 years before, do it in a bar downtown and rent out the whole place and get the weight.
I think we're a smarter team than that now.
I do too. I think we're very smart. If we're going to party, we're going to party. Yeah. We're not going to have Fred Smoot as our party organizer.
Yeah, Fred Smoot is your boat captain is a bad idea.
Yeah. Speaking of Fred Smoot, we always makes us think of Matt Burke. And the quote about what's wrong with our strippers.
What's wrong with our strippers? Why we got to bring them in from Atlanta?
But I was out in outstate Minnesota. These gubernatorial signs are the greatest. The candidate, the Republican gubernatorial, Burke, great big letters, Burke. Then Jensen in this little tiny. Hey, people, Burke's not running for governor, right? It's this guy with the little name.
Oh, that's I haven't seen those. That's
hilarious. Yeah, they're great. They're big Burke signs. They're yellow or something.
They're definitely Vikings.
Yeah, they got Jensen up there above him. You can barely see it. It's hilarious. It is hilarious. So, anyway. Now, our other football team.
You watch this game?
I watch some of it.
Okay.
They aren't any good.
Yeah, why did we think they were?
Well, they beat Michigan State 30-0.
But, I mean, I was pretty sold.
I was. I was so sold, I figured I better get on the bandwagon.
And now you owe me a culpa column.
Yeah, now I'm going to have to say I'm sorry for apologizing.
Yes, Harvey McKay led you wrong.
Yeah, Harvey. Don't listen to Harvey. I got to write it. But physically, they're just getting the crap kicked out of them. 472 to 80?
I'll find it. Yes.
180? 472
I'll find it, but it was astounding.
I mean, it was a 50-7 game that ended up being only 26-14. This was one of the great ass kickings of all time, and the Gophers were favored.
Which, by the way,
two and a half or something.
Oh, I saw in the strip, I saw six.
Really?
Yeah.
Couldn't have been six.
I was shocked.
Really?
How were the Gophers favored in that game? I don't care what the result was.
No, it could have been a toss-up or something.
I mean, did they not watch the Purdue game in Vegas?
I don't know.
But yeah, it's...
Here's the other thing.
The damnedest thing.
Purdue gave the Gophers, on their home court, 10 points. They gave Nebraska 37 at Purdue on Saturday. So these guys scored 10 points against a bad defense last week.
Yeah.
And this time...
I mean,
43-37 Purdue beat Nebraska.
Yeah.
Wow.
But what were the Gophers? I know the Gophers were 180. Right, I know now. The Gophers were 180. I think it was 472.
I mean, team stats. Yeah. I'm just going on ESPN.com. Mm-hmm. Looking up. Yep. Gophers were 180. 472.
472.
252 for Illinois through the air. 220 rushing.
Now that is amazing. The kid, DeVos or whatever his name is, a Syracuse transfer, completed 11 straight passes in the first half or something.
Tommy DeVito is the quarterback, and Chase Brown ran
he's
for 180 yards. I think he leads the country in rushing.
Yeah, we can stop talking about Ibrahim being the best running back in the country. This kid might be.
He's better.
But, he was great for him last year.
What happened?
I don't know.
I want some answers.
We thought the offensive line, somebody was telling me this left tackle is a monster, and the new left tackle.
PJ told people, look out for this kid.
Schmitz in the center, and, God, they're just getting manhandled. And their defensive line is just getting killed. You look at it now, rotten Iowa could come up here and beat them 11-8 or something like that. How are they going to move a ball against if this is what 4 complete before he got hurt, he was 4 completions for 21 yards.
Yeah.
And then that was in the fourth. Didn't he get hurt late in the third, early in the fourth?
Yeah, I got punched in the head in the late.
He had 4 completions. 4 completions.
No, I know. It was terrible.
Yeah.
The last two games, he's looked awful. Yeah. This whole Soraka narrative that we came up with.
Yeah, we were all on board, man. Chip, we all respect Chip. Boy, has it made a difference. Chip's saying how much difference it makes. Oh, man. Now, you can't make them all on Ottman Bell. Ottman Bell.
No, I agree with you.
Ottman Bell is a good receiver. Ottman Bell is not Jamar Chase. It's not Justin Jefferson.
Well, and Morgan
looks
decent
back.
Awful again.
Yes, he does. And this kid, I don't know anything about him. He hasn't played. But if they had done any decent recruiting, they would have told Morgan not to come back.
Yep.
They would have said no. They would have said no because you were bad last year. He played very poorly last year, and you're opening your arms and bringing him back for a sixth year.
Well,
that's stupid.
But that's the thing about this entire collapse, which, by the way, is a enormous in-season collapse.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about this is, and he's gotten, I think, zero heat so far. PJ?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
PJ, those last two games.
No, don't get on PJ.
How do you have a week off?
And that play like that?
And then play like that.
And he came in and, now this time he didn't say it's all on me. Because it wasn't close enough to be all on him. But the quotes were generic as hell.
I think he knew that it was. I don't think he will fall on the sword when he knows he was awful.
Yeah.
Instead it's
but
like.
There was no coaching move for him to make during that game. The preparation for the game was terrible.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But why is your quarterback regressing?
You know what Illinois is going to do. They're going to hit you in the mouth. How about him? Year two, I said, he's now 9-0 against the Gophers. I think he really impresses him when he runs down the sideline when the ball changes at the. God, he's got to be 3 bills, doesn't he? 3 and a quarter?
Brett, Livia.
Doesn't he? He's got to be 3 and a quarter.
Let's take
he?
Some of that off. Yeah. You're not healthy.
No, but God Almighty. He just, he failed in the SEC. You know why? They play offense.
You're right.
You can come up.
You're right.
You're not going to beat Ohio State, okay, if you don't play offense. But you can come up in the Big Ten, and in this, and especially in the West, and just block people and kick the crap out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he did at Wisconsin. And now they did have a quarterback just because they knew the Gophers were going to try to stop the run early.
Yep.
Who could make nice little passes, but it's not like they're throwing it down the field or anything.
Zim would love this guy.
Oh, God, yes.
Bielema is right from the Zimmer tree.
He comes off as a guy that, God, what a pain in the ass. But the guys who play for him like him a lot. Like Ragnow is just over the, loves him. You know, Frank Ragnow and from Arkansas, played with for him at Arkansas, and those guys are, you know, I think if you're a tough guy football in a tough guy town, he's probably your kind of guy, you know, but he's not going to, I don't think he gets schmoozed.
By him?
No.
Probably not.
No. It's
but the style, but you're exactly right. The style in that conference works.
Yes,
for him. He's proven it a lot.
Yes. Well, look at Iowa. You know, that team that Iowa won the, did they lose in the West last year? Maybe one. Did they lose one in the West last year? Or they sweep it.
No, I think they lost.
With very little offense. They might have lost. Well, they might have lost out of the.
Yeah.
They might have lost to the East, but I think they swept the West.
I got you.
Well, I mean, the West, God, Northwestern, which is god awful, won it, what, 2 years ago, right?
West is, yes. And if you were ever going to win the West, this was the year.
Oh, this was
they now will not go to a Rose Bowl in my lifetime.
No. No.
It's over for me there.
If it continues to be.
6 feet under.
Or
cremation.
Now, some days.
Yep.
You might get to the point where the Rose Bowl is taking the third best team in the Big Ten because two of them will make the, what, are we going to a 12-team playoff, right? 12-team playoff? Yeah.
Yes.
I wonder if the Rose Bowl is going to get, because the Rose Bowl has got to be played on New Year's Day, right? You got to have the parade. So I wonder if they're going to get, how they're going to tie those into. To the
are they going to tie a bowl? Are they going to tie a present bowl game to every one of the playoff games?
Yeah, they don't know yet what the hell they're going to do.
I'm just telling you that this was the year.
Yeah. Oh yeah. God, they looked. I mean, they went down and beat Michigan State as bad as they wanted to, and now Michigan State turn around and beats Wisconsin with their phenomenal new coach. It was Wisconsin loses to them. So.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It's astounding, but. Here's another shocking thing. They have this year, the 2019, they have the, you know, what they 11-2 and beat Auburn, and they have all those good players. In 2020, they have the pandemic and, you know, bad year, but it doesn't really count.
Mm-hmm.
But they're recruiting for 2022 for this season. 55th nationally and last in the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on three, if you look at that one, because they don't give out. I look at that one because they don't give out the automatic three stars, you know. And then, but we always sign those guys early. And in July, Twins are now, the Vikings are now, Vikings, Gophers are now eighth in the country in recruiting. And now they're 12th in the country in recruiting. Well, right now, you look back to July when he was signing those guys, early August, the rivals in town, the local homers are celebrating the great recruiting. They're ninth in the country. They're now 51st and 10th in the Big Ten because everybody else waits a little longer and signs them later. He takes the first 20 guys that say yes, apparently. You know, they might get a couple of more guys and move up, but... you know, that how's that happen? They're even the Killer and Clays, who weren't too good, you know, great recruiters, were in the 40s usually. And this guy was in the low 30s one year, like 31 or 32, and then he was better than this. I don't know how the last 2 years have been so rotten. I don't get it.
Find a quarterback.
Oh yeah. Well, that's the truth.
That's the thing.
Yes.
This is Spielman like right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are you doing? And, I mean, Tanner's in, what, his sixth season?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, how can you go 3 years without getting one? I don't know. Maybe this kid is, he's physically, he looks, what's the name, Kaliakas or something?
I'm hoping he
doesn't make the team that he transfers. I'm looking for, like, some guy named John Smith.
That's what I want.
Like
that's
that.
Exactly right.
Yeah, somebody. Tanner, I can handle
it. Tanner Morgan's a great name.
Yeah, I can handle that pronunciation.
Adam Weber was a fantastic name.
Oh, it was great. It was great. But,
even Cupido I could take, but this one's hard.
I mean, the guys that transferred, Anikstad was sat around and had to play, sit behind Morgan for, he's playing Eastern Illinois or someplace, Illinois State. And, you know, the Clark guy, I don't even know where he went. They haven't any quarterbacks. Why don't they get one?
I don't know.
I don't know.
And this guy's supposed to be an offensive guy. Fleck is. But, I mean, Fleck does deserve heat for this.
Oh, yes, he does.
And so far, he's skating.
Some guy was, I was pointing out something about, I guess I tweeted about the recruiting ratings, that maybe this is a reflection, because they get, obviously, they have no freshmen playing, I don't think. And if you're getting good freshmen, at least two or three of them will be on your offense or something, right? This guy, I said, you know, what's going on here? How can this happen? And some guy sent out and says, because Illinois has a real football coach in his second year, and the Gophers have this guy, and they showed that, he showed that photo of Fleck behind the podium.
I saw with the socks.
With the beachcomber pants, yes, on. He said, we have this guy. And then people were saying, that photo has to be photoshopped and stuff like that. Remember they came up with some excuse for that?
No.
When everybody was making fun of that photo, no, but they came up with some excuse.
I had forgotten about the photo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a hell of a look.
It is. It's unbelievable. Oh,
he is too thin for a football coach. He and O'Connell, that's my fault with him.
Yes.
They're both too skinny.
Yeah, let's
football
get some
football men are supposed to have some girth.
Let's get some in. Poor Zim. I feel sorry for Zim, though. Zim is down there. And is it Kentucky or Tennessee? I don't know. Where's the
Kentucky
farm? Kentucky down there ranch. In Kentucky at the ranch.
Yeah.
Watching these guys play like mutts for half of every game, and they're 5-1. Yep. He's a hero. He's got to say, where were they last year? Why didn't they do
that? But then the check comes, the severance check.
Oh, yeah.
And Zim feels much better.
I wonder if he's still enjoying the same companionship or not. I wonder how that's going.
Yeah, we actually got a note from a guy.
Some reports?
We got a note or an email from a guy who said he was at a liquor store in line to pay or something, and a guy buying. Yeah, yeah.
Like Edina.
Before the Bears game. And some guy said, go ahead or something. And he looked up, and it was Zim.
Really?
With his gal.
And he said the companion, I believe, was in the car.
So what was Zim doing in town?
We don't have any idea.
Visiting friends or something.
It seemed like a completely legit note,
Maybe he has to. Maybe he doesn't trust him and he comes to pick up his check.
I wonder if he hasn't sold the house. He had a house in Mendota Heights.
Maybe that could be it. He's still trying to sell a house.
Shockingly, nice house.
Yeah.
And he might be trying to sell that still.
Well, hey, congratulations to the new regime. Now, let's see, what else we got going on here? Today we're supposed to get a verdict on the basketball player from California, right?
Dennis Evans, right?
God, I hope we get a verdict.
So.
I am. If Marcus writes one more story on that, I'm going to have an aneurysm.
You know what?
This guy, Lou Alcindor, didn't get this much ink when he left New York to go to UCLA before he became Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
This guy's name will be forever embedded in my cranium now till I die.
Yes.
Because I've read so many times.
Especially
about
if
him.
He turns out to be a stiff. Are we going to accuse TCU? We're going to accuse TCU of buying him. Why?
We already have, I think.
If he's that good, where's Kansas? Supposedly eliminated Kansas.
He eliminated Kansas, supposedly.
So
but
words,
where's Kentucky, is my question.
Yeah, where's Duke? Kentucky? Where is everybody else? Who, I mean, Kansas, maybe they paid somebody else more money. I don't know what.
You remember Isaiah Washington?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
What was his nickname?
Jelly
Roll?
What was Jelly?
Jelly Roll, yeah.
No, not Jelly Roll.
Jelly Bean?
Isaiah Washington?
It wasn't Jelly Roll. Was it Jelly Roll?
Isaiah Washington. Jelly Fam.
Jelly Fam. He had a whole family. He couldn't beat me and horse, but he had a whole family. God almighty.
Jelly Fam.
Yeah, that was the end of Patino, by the way.
Yeah, it was.
That was the end of Patino.
Yeah, because the kid went to Colorado.
McKinley Wright went to Colorado.
Yep,
and
right.
Because we took Jelly Fam, and that assistant coach used his, what was the assistant coach with the Czechy background.
Yeah.
Who would have been reformed himself and came here.
I don't remember.
And he went out and used his New York AAU sources to convince Jelly Fam to come here. And Jelly Fam, the first couple of games that they were like exhibition game, and then against some Jelly, the crowd, the Gopher holders were going nuts because of the dramatic layups and stuff he was doing.
Yes.
And by the end, I believe he played at
three.
I think he might have
three schools, right?
Did he play for Patino Senior at
Iona?
Iona, or he was out there someplace in the East, Marist or somebody.
Yeah, he transferred a couple
and
times.
And he was in school for like 6 years, but Jelly Fam, yeah, Jelly Fam should live in infamy with Gopher fans, right?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But we thought, what a coup.
Mm-hmm.
What a coup. All right, let's see here if I can find out
Jelly
where.
Fam.
So Gophers, Iona, Long Beach State.
He ended up, so all Gopher coaches, because wasn't...
Munson.
Well, where was, wasn't Patino Sr. at Iona?
Yeah.
Isn't that where he went?
Yeah.
Isn't that where he is?
2019-20.
Now, was he there then?
I think so.
Yeah, and then he went out and played for Munson.
Probably called him up and said, hey, Dad, we're paying this guy a ton. I can't use him anymore. You want him?
Right, you want him.
Send me a suit.
I don't know if Rick was there by then, though. I think he was, though. I think he's been there like 4 years.
And then he went and played for Munson.
Yeah, right. I don't think he ever averaged 10. Not here, but I don't think at any place he played. Look up his college stats. College stats. Isaiah Washington.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at it right now.
College stats.
Let me see if I can find his averages. No, he averaged for 4 years, two with the Gophers, one with Iona, one with Long Beach State, 14.6 points.
Did he really?
Yep, 16.3 is last year.
Oh, really, at Long Beach?
13.7 at Iona.
Munson must have let him shoot a lot then, huh?
But, I mean, he didn't. So he started in 2 years here. He played in 60 games. He started four.
Okay. But did he then sit out a transfer year?
17, 18, 19, 20. No.
No, he didn't, huh?
Went straight through.
Okay.
4 years.
Really? Wow.
4 years, three schools.
Mm. Well, he was, that was something. Jelly Fam.
The recruiting war for him it feels like this, you know, if you get this kid.
I remember us saying, he's this good. Why are they only beating?
It again.
Yeah. Why are they only beating this guy?
Yeah. Why is it TCU?
Yeah. Yeah. Why is it TCU?
Kentucky, Minnesota, TCU.
Yes. Right.
This one and the other one last year was Booth Gotch. I think I heard Darren Doogie Wolfson say the name Booth Gotch. Well, that's like what Judd's saying. This name's embedded in your head. Booth Gotch. Yes.
Kid from Austin who was at Utah and was playing a lot and getting 12 points a game. Why the hell did he transfer?
He said because his parents
was sick or something. But yeah. Now he ended up, where'd he end? Was that last year?
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
He left again, right?
Yeah, he left again.
We'll find out where Bruce Gotch went now.
I mean, he was
doing
well.
This is worse than pro sports.
He was doing well at
at Texas somewhere.
He couldn't shoot a three to save his life here, right?
No. Utah. He was at Utah this last year.
Oh, he went back to Utah?
He was
at Utah, and then he came here. Did Utah take him back?
Yeah, it looks like they did. Because
What did he average? Two a game out there?
Booth Gotch last season, 8.7 points.
Yeah. You know,
6.8 the year before, though.
When Chip did that long story on Austin, he was like part of the hero of that thing. And he was supposed to be a really nice kid. But you're having a success in Utah, and, you know, you come here. I mean, I know his family, you know, whatever the situation was. But, it was stupid of him ever to transfer out of there. That's for sure. There's basketball has probably got more of them that if you go back through years and years that get built up and then turns out they can't shoot or can't do something or
he just went back to Utah. Mm-hmm. That's hilarious.
Wow. Wow.
2 years, came here, just went back.
Mm-hmm. What? How about Hugh McCutchen, man? That's a shocker. Quitting it, you know.
Although I was wondering how long a guy who's that good would stick it out.
I think it's a guy who older, says right? There's more to life than I don't know. He's a family guy.
Good for him.
New Zealand guy. I think he's. I don't know. I've tried to check and make sure there's nothing hinky here, and everything. It seems. I mean, he's a very high class guy with my dealings with him. But I think the reason he's announcing it now, unlike Wes Johnson leaving at midseason because he's mad at somebody, is because November 9th is signing date. And I don't think he wants to be the guy that they say, well, we signed to play with him and then he left.
So he's classy.
So I think he's, you know, being classy, but he says he's not going to talk. He does his regular meeting session tomorrow, but he's not going to talk, he said, about what is behind this until the end of the season.
Hmm.
I think he's been, I don't think this had anything to do with it, but I think he's probably been a little disappointed with this team because they've been so inconsistent. They're really talented, but they sweep Wisconsin and then turn around and lose to other teams.
Somebody upset
Northwestern,
okay,
which beats the Gophers in volleyball about once a decade.
Okay,
so that was a big shocker. And last week they were home for the 2-game homestand and got swept by Ohio State on Wednesday, and then they beat Illinois, which is Illinois is really good. But you know, people say, "Well, he never won the national title." One thing you should know, folks: volleyball in the Big Ten is better than football. You know, you got Ohio State in the orphans in football. You got 7 or 8 power programs in volleyball, and then you know it's not a sport like hockey where you got 60 teams in the men and 35 in the women. You got 350 of them. You're like, you know, every college in the country has it. So you know he's. You make the Final Four, you accomplish something. I think he did it 3 times. So I really like him a lot. He's a lot. You know what I like about him? He's never, you know, never. He sits in a chair,
not trying to draw attention.
Watches
himself.
The action, but when he stands up, the players know that there's something he's going to tell them. You know, he never gets up for show or anything. The only time I saw him mad. Was they were playing Oregon in the third round at the pavilion there, the year that the Final Four was here, and they were a number 2 seed nationally or something. And Oregon played them really tough, and at the end of the 4th set, the Gophers thought they beat them, and then they did a review and decided to award the point to Oregon. On a touch, you know, that really looked shaky, like it didn't, it was a, you know, it was not proof, you know.
Right.
And then the Gophers lost, then kind of collapsed, lost that set and played terrible in the 5th set, and they're done. They're not going to be going to the Final Four at home. And he was high. He was very upset about that call at the end of that. I was over there.
So not a player's then, though.
Oh, no, he's not. I think he seems to me like the guy that will, if some player is not performing up to her ability level, he'll ask her to see him after practice and then maybe give her some hint. But he coaches. I've been over a couple, 3 practices, and he walks out on the court and tells them, okay, do this, do that. You know, you're doing, you know.
Where's the flash? Where's the flare?
Yeah.
Come on.
None of that. He's, you know, the only reason he's here is because he's married to Liz Bachman and her dad was killed at, murdered in Japan at the Olympics. And for family reasons, he took this job because Liz wanted to come back and be with her mom. Because, you know, and that, because that was a 2012 Olympics, and right, 2012, yeah, and
I've recalled the story, but I don't remember the year.
He got stabbed. Her dad was the head of Bachman's, really good guy, I guess, and not that it makes any difference, but he came back because Liz wanted to be close to mom. Liz was such a good player that she became in the paper. She was Wiz.
I remember that.
Remember that? It was Wiz Bachman. And she ended up. She went to UCLA, I think. Yeah. I did see some comments today. I was looking at the comments saying, Gopher volleyball was nothing before McCutchen came here. Well, they were damn good with Hebert, too. I mean, he went to 3 or 4 Final Fours, too. So the last 20 years, it's been a great sport over there. Yeah.
Did he retire? Hebert?
Yeah, he retired. And then they had a year with an interim. They gave one of his assistants the job.
Yeah.
And then they were looking for a coach, and Hugh popped up, and Maturi's best hire ever because he landed in his life.
And now it's up to Mark Coyle, who I'm sure goes to every volleyball match, is very familiar with volleyball.
Now, I will say, I think he was a big admirer of McCutcheon, kind of, because same personality, you know, is, you know, do the thing. But, yeah, he'll, you know, in the Big Ten, you better hire the right coach. You'll be in 10th place in 2 minutes. Because it's that now you're getting UCLA and Southern Cal in the league, too. You'll be in 12th place. So.
Yep. Yeah, it's true.
So, anyway, what else is going on? Anything
baseball
going
playoffs.
On? Oh, yeah, they've been pretty good. Hey, way to go, San Diego. I fell asleep. I missed the rally.
Saturday?
I missed the rally. Great. I was on the couch. I woke up and the San Diego was winning. And I said, what happened?
It was
but
great.
I guess they went insane, huh? When they
Five runs.
Five runs and the crowd was
five runs.
Crowd was maniacal.
Crowd was great.
Yeah,
it was Metrodome like, you know, that whole it was fun to watch.
Wow,
it was fun to watch. And you know what? Watching the Dodgers get beat is pretty fun.
Yes. Oh yeah, it is. 111.
I think Dave Roberts is going to
be I love baseball though. People are upset now that is baseball. We get the purists, and I'm a purist in a lot of ways, but saying, well, is this fair that, the Dodgers, now we're feeling sorry for the Dodgers because they didn't have to play in the first round, right? And they won 111 games. Well, how come in hockey it's okay if the team with 110 points loses to the team with 80 points and we celebrate it?
Because we're used to it.
With this system in baseball now, this is going to happen. And by the way, the advantage you get, if you're a lower seed in the first round, you get to play all three at home. And meanwhile, if you're not playing, you can set your whole pitching staff for five days.
But now we're complaining about that and saying the 5 days is too much. How can you have
that's
them
what
up?
I'm saying.
You
They're
lose
saying,
your tempo.
That's what I'm saying.
Tempo's gone.
Go have a scrimmage in Florida someplace or something.
Are you telling me after playing in a 162-game season, you wouldn't kill for 5 days?
That's right. And, you work out the last two, right? Why the other team is struggling and huffing and puffing.
But you're right. Hockey and baseball are very similar in this sense. We're going to have this.
Yes.
I think it's
sort
of fun.
Yeah, right. Let's stop complaining.
The Padres are a great story.
Let's stop complaining about an upset. In baseball, we don't want upsets. Why not?
Yeah.
If there were no upsets, you wouldn't have the 1987 World Series champions here, for God's sake. So, yeah, they've been pretty good. I don't know about the 18-inning one. That's a little long.
I was at the Wild game, so I missed the...
And I turned it on. It was soccer. Cleveland is unbelievable that they're taking the Yankees to five games.
Love them. The guards.
Miles Straw
love them.
Might be the worst hitter I have ever seen in Major League Baseball, and he's in the lineup every day, hitting ninth because he can play center field. He had, if I'm not mistaken, 28 RBIs. He must have had 550 at-bats. He's terrible, and there he is. The other night, they're trying to get a run, and there's Miles Straw at the plate, and Miles questioning the umpire. You know, Miles, you suck. but it's amazing that lineup that they're running out there. And they gotta go 18,
Tito, man.
Yeah.
Tito's good.
He's unreal.
Tito is good.
When he's healthy and engaged, he's great.
That play at first base yesterday, he kinda went, that was a chintzy call to call the guy out. I don't know if his foot was off the base or not. What, Naylor yelled something at Garrett Cole, apparently?
No, he did he hit a home run and ran around the bases and rocked a baby.
Yeah.
And said something like,
it's his thing. When he hits homers, he says, they're my babies and stuff.
Okay.
And,
good for him.
He said something to Cole.
Yeah, Cole.
Yeah, that's not a good guy to say it to.
Cole got the red ass off of that. But Naylor, I wouldn't fight that guy, man.
Oh, God, no.
He looks like he could mess you up.
And he looks like he's 20 pounds heavier than he was in May, too.
He broke his leg here. Yeah. Was that a year ago, June?
Yeah.
And it snapped. And because I don't, he was playing right field back then, and I don't remember him being anywhere near this big at the time.
No.
So I think he said, "What the hell? I'm hurt. I'm going to eat."
Yeah, he's
and he also.
Mm-hmm. Nice thing about them is, if they get to Class A, the game's over. They don't have to. They don't have to sweat out the ninth inning. That's you know, he finishes them. He's great, and they signed him for like 5 years.
Yes,
he
is a true closer, right?
They don't Terry screw around. They don't bring him in the seventh to get out of a situation or something. That's Terry is pretty damn old school managing wise because he wants a closer, and he the other guys he kind of sets them up, but he plays the same nine guys all the time. He hedges, and he doesn't give a damn if his catcher ever gets a hit.
Did Falvey look at Terry and what they did in Cleveland and think, yeah, you know what? I got better ideas.
I don't know.
Because, I mean, the Twins go opposite almost everything that Cleveland's doing.
Yes, they
run. They steal bases.
They change the lineup every day.
They change the lineup constantly. They basically tell Rocco what he's going to do.
Yeah. Yeah, Francona is
they had Paul, who they didn't like, that he did what he wanted.
Yeah, they made up their mind on that in a hurry too, that they didn't like what he did. But I don't know. But it's Cleveland, I don't think, are they playing tonight or are they going to wait till tomorrow?
Tonight, right?
Tonight, okay. Mm-hmm. Ends tonight, right? It's they're probably big underdogs tonight, but who knows? I don't know who's pitching though. I don't know.
I look at my Star Tribune, but last time I did for pitching matchups, they couldn't find them.
Didn't have the pitching matchup
them.
On opening day, the first day of the playoffs. They weren't in there. So
did Biebs throw on game four? I got imagine throwing Bieber right on short rest, probably.
Mm-hmm. I'll see if I can find.
Let's see here. Mm-hmm. Here, I got it.
You got it. All right.
It's got to be somewhere in there, right?
Well, we're going to
Savale versus Talion.
Oh, Savale, I don't like that. Tyon,
excuse me.
Tyon blew one game for the Yankees already in
relief.
Series, so.
Interesting.
My Houston pick. I think if Cleveland wins, I'm going to go 0-4 on my division on my picks in the division series because I had Seattle.
You like the M's
in
last
the upset?
Time
well, I don't blame myself. I blame Scott Servais for bringing in Robbie Ray.
That was over quick.
Who's been terrible for a month? What are you bringing in a lefty to pitch against this guy? Who's been bad for a month? What the hell was in his head? It's and when that happened, you can't. You're playing the Astros, and you get what, seven or eight?
Yeah.
Did they get
game
seven?
One right?
Yeah, seven.
Oh yeah, they were about five.
You better not kick away a game against
no,
them.
Hell no.
And then
Houston, and you're up by about five.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to win that game.
Yeah, and then. And then you go up there and you can't get a run in 18 innings.
But that ball was smashed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was. Well, that guy's a good hitter, that kid.
Houston's incredible. Like
this is six straight.
Their development.
Yeah.
The shortstop.
They have an.
Correa walks this kid, hits the home run.
Yeah.
Saturday.
And they're. Pena? They have an unlimited supply of Latin American pitchers who throw. Yeah. 98. You know, there's about six or seven of them. They're all interchangeable.
You know what the playoffs, I think, have shown Twins fans? Is that as much as we love Duran and what he can bring, over the place.
There's one of the boys.
And the Twins don't have him.
No. I mean, Duran's fantastic. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. But that doesn't make him, you're right. There's 25 of them in the American League that throw that hard.
Yes.
Yeah. And
they
of course,
just cycle them through.
And you know what a lot of them do? They emphasize the fastball instead of the breaking ball when they got a guy that throws 102.
Mm-hmm.
Not us. We want them throwing that splinker or whatever the hell it is, which is a good pitch. But, stop throwing breaking pitches. I don't know. I'm trying to get a hold of Rocco to ask him about McCutchen because he's a big McCutchen, he's talks to him and consults with him, and they had him in spring training.
Volleyball guy, yeah.
But and Rocco played volleyball as a high schooler out there. But I haven't got a hold of him yet. Maybe he's hiding. I don't know.
He might not want to talk to you.
I wasn't too hard on him. I didn't think.
Where's the Grateful Dead touring? I think that's probably
Fish.
Fish is one of the most overrated bands. I appreciate stoners, but fish, come on.
I would think maybe after this year he packed up the wife and kid and went to Barbados or some damn place. I hope not to Barbados because they might get hit by a hurricane, but, you know, someplace.
Glad you thought that.
Yeah. He might have went. So he's probably just relaxing because, boy, is he taking a lot of heat from the commenters. Oh, man.
Yeah.
He's getting
He gets blamed for everything.
They want him to get fired, you know.
He gets blamed for the.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm not saying that his job shouldn't be looked at.
He's blameless.
I'm not saying he's blameless, but, and that's why I asked him the question after Ryan got taken out, which I know you had no problem with. During seven innings, no hitter. And I said, because they're booing. They were booing him. And I said, how do you feel being the poster child for everything that's wrong here?
Yeah.
Because you're taking all the heat.
Yes.
And, of course, he danced around it as best he could. Yeah. But, I mean, nonetheless, that ain't just him.
No. Oh, one more thing. What about your hockey team giving up touchdowns?
That's Declan's team.
I
got nothing to do with this team. That's Declan's team.
Tonight, does the other guy play goalie tonight in Colorado? Gustafson?
No, it's here.
It's still here.
Oh, it's still here?
We're going to boo him.
We're on game three of a four-game homestand here, Pat.
Wow.
Yeah.
You give up touchdowns. I saw my grandson yesterday.
The curse.
You know, the curse, the jinx.
Luke.
The jinx of Woodbury. Last year, he was 8-1. 8-1 last year. He became the Winx. He became the Winx. Yeah. You know, instead of the jinx, he was the Winx, he said.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was at the opener. I says, he gave up a touchdown. What do you think? He says, he was breaking it down for me, everybody that was terrible. So he was.
Ryan Hartman. Awful.
Wow.
Flower. Awful.
Don't you think we got the greatest year of Ryan Hartman's life already?
Oh, yeah.
And he's been demoted now, too, finally.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, they put him on the third line. They put him at right wing on a line halfway through Saturday's game, and they've switched lines, but he's going to be, I think, at wing again. Right, Declan, tonight?
Yeah, he's
going
to be at wing.
I don't know if it was in the paper headline on the opener. But on the Twitter headline was Boldy scores twice. You know, it looked like BSN wrote that. Boldy scores twice, but Wild lose 7-3.
That was not Fleury sieves out.
No, Fleury gets booed as he leaves. What if he's bad? What if he's done? What if he's cooked?
He might be.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. It's two games.
Is it too early for the kid
Is it too early for
Wallstedt or whatever?
And this guy who's going to start this Gustafson tonight is a backup.
Yeah, okay.
Like he ain't a 1A, 1B guy.
Yeah. Well, Garen will do something. He'll
close the locker room door and excoriate him, I hope.
Well, we better not be loosey-goosey again. And as I said, I didn't watch the game Saturday, but I think we got to tighten her up on our own end.
It's not a bad, Well, no, how about through neutral?
Oh, really?
I mean, kids were doing whatever they wanted.
Oh, we're just, that's the problem?
Yeah. I mean, honest to God, Pat, it looked like 1986.
Wow.
You know the old 7-6s, which are commonplace.
Yeah.
It looked like that. It looked like there was
What's bad is you fight back mightily to get a 6-6 tie and immediately give up one.
They pulled within one, I think, four times and very quickly gave up goals.
But they tied it up 6-6.
And then they tied it up. Right. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying they kept coming back and they would give up goals.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I saw this. Everson, it was the first time since he became the coach that he lifted the goalie.
Oh, really?
Because he replaced Fleury after the first period,
right?
And I believe Dane Mizutani in the Pioneer Press had that was the first time he's done that.
Did you? You weren't there, right?
Oh, I was there.
Did you go down to the locker room? How's the Flower taking it?
Not well. He's very flummoxed.
Is he? But is he? He comes out and talks.
Oh yeah, he's very
pretty boy.
And he said, so the fourth goal before he got taken out at the end of the first period was awful. It was a long shot, unscreened. Basically, I think bounced off his block or something. And he was asked, he said, that is inexcusable. But the great thing is he's got the accent, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Malosh accent.
Yeah.
And he looks up and he says,
effing terrible.
Oh, does he?
And then he's such a class act, he said, sorry about that.
Yeah, well, he's supposed to be a great guy, but God almighty, you know.
But the accent's great.
But we forget the reason the Chicago let him go was he was terrible. I mean, they were
bad.
Well,
we thought it was them.
They were bad, but he wasn't playing good. And he didn't play that good in the playoffs. So what? Why did you tie your wagon to him? I don't get it. But Talbot's hurt now anyway.
Too. Yeah, Talbot. And Talbot wouldn't.
He wasn't that great. So.
No, anyway. And yeah, when you are playing like they're playing, it's astounding to me how bad these two games have been.
And
for goals against.
You know what, though? If you're bad in the goal, you're a bad. Yes. Jacques would tell you. That
at a time, you have to make a change.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's right. All righty.
All right, happy birthday.
Yay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
For 9 years, a dangerous man terrorized women, breaking into homes and raping his victims before killing a brilliant young scientist in 1998.
The more the victims resisted, the more violent he became.
Then he suddenly stops, leaving police with a lot of clues and one unknown subject.
I'm Paul Wagner. Join me October 4th for Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast series. Search American Nightmare Podcast on all podcast platforms.
Hi, this is Danny LaRue of the Real GM Radio Podcast. And while the NBA season is still pretty new, there are some interesting storylines going on. And for me, one of them is, let's call it a shift in expectations, because there are a couple teams that we expected to be not necessarily pushing the accelerator in the early going in the season, maybe seeing Victor Wembanyama and Scoot Henderson, this purportedly strong 2023 draft class, and going, hey, we could be a part of that. And that would be the Utah Jazz and the San Antonio Spurs. Both teams are over 500 with some nice wins. And this isn't fluky. They're playing well so far. And so we will see how they build on this, how they react to it. Do they keep pushing, see if it can keep going, or do they change directions through trades and everything else? So that'll be something to watch in this year where the draft class is strong and these teams have incentives going in both directions. Hi, this is Danny LaRue from the Real GM Radio Podcast. BetOnline.net is your number one source for betting football and the start of the new basketball season. Find all the latest player developments, matchups, news, in-depth analysis, and live betting and up-to-the-minute scores for every sport out there. Can check in on your favorite games and events, including the baseball playoffs, start of the hockey season, MMA, boxing, and golf, plus sports podcasts. So head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more at BetOnline, where the game starts.